Welcome back to Million Dollar Landscaper Podcast, episode 13. Today we're going to be talking about four traits you need to be a good leader.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We're your hosts, Scott and Katie Molchan, and today we're going to talk about four traits that you need to be a good leader in your business. The first and maybe most important is you need to be a good communicator.
Absolutely. It's not only communicating just to your employees, but it's also communicating to your customers. If you can't talk to anybody, you're going to be in a world of hurt in the business.
Yes. And it's not only you have to talk to them and you have to be clear about what you're talking about and you have to be professional about how you talk to both your customers and your employees. I have known a few owners that are maybe less than professional in the way they speak, not only with employees and customers, and it's embarrassing.
Yeah, your demeanor goes a long way as well in that.
It does.
with the speaking to the employees, it's you have to be clear and you know, basically step by step with employees. It's something I personally hated from hearing from a boss, but as becoming a boss and leader, you have to, otherwise they don't do everything you want.
So. Yes. I remember this was back before we had started with the family business. Scott was working at a fire and flood restoration place. Yeah. And I remember you coming home and being like, oh, he talks to us like we're idiots. He tells us every thing and da, 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 da. And while it just so happens that you're one of those employees that's naturally like bright, and you have good leadership skills inherently, so you don't necessarily need to be told step by step. But then as you go into the family business and then when it's your turn to be the boss, you're like, oh, I get it now. Yeah. Because not everybody is going to do exactly what you want without you telling them. And you can't expect them to do that. Yeah. And then get mad at them when they don't. So you have to be clear in what you expect from them, clear in what you want them to do. And a lot of times, yes, you should not only do it verbally, but write it down as well.
Yeah, that's where your system procedures come in effect and your handbooks and all that stuff.
So, correct.
And then I guess even your work orders that tell the employees what to do.
Yes, and I think you should over-communicate as opposed to under-communicate. One thing that I know was kind of a problem in our business was like we didn't always call customers before we were going to come out and start work at their house. Yeah. And if I was a homeowner, and you just like I knew you were going to be coming out sometime, but I didn't know when. And then you roll up at like 8 o'clock in the morning and just start, going and unloading and doing. I might be like, whoa, I didn't even know you were coming. I had my clothes out on the line or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, we've had the customers sometimes were having a party and they weren't expecting us for like 3 more days and didn't know what was going on.
Right. No, and nobody wants to get caught in their PJs. So like if you don't know they're coming and that's your day off or something, you might be upstairs sawing logs. Yeah. So So communicate.
Yep. Absolutely.
And I think another thing that goes along with communicating with the customers is making sure that even before you start the work, even though you have a signed contract, just kind of review everything with the homeowner and all that. Just make sure everybody's on board and, with everything that's going on and like, here's what we're going to do today and here's how this is going to go. And I think that kind of goes to that over-communicating a little bit.
Yeah. No, but you'll never have a customer complain that you've communicated too much with them. It's usually
Don't think so. Yeah. I've been on the receiving end of a lot of contract work myself. Like I've been not the contractor. I've been on the other end a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I, prefer when contractors over-communicate.
Yeah. So number two is lead by example.
Yes. If you're a big, fat, hot mess, you can't expect your employees to not be a big, fat, hot mess.
Yeah. It's kind of like having kids. They watch and see what you do, and they're going to do the same thing. So if you come in late, they're going to be late. If you, don't dress well or, poorly dressed and have holes in your pants, that's what they're going to have on the job site. So,
yes.
So
it's, set the bar and set the bar high.
Yeah.
Because they're probably always going to be a little bit lower. So, but yes, if you're going to be the leader and you're going to be the owner, you just kind of, you have to take it that next step that they might not think of. Like, for example, like you said, coming with clothing and all that, your employees might complain that they're not allowed to cut their sleeves off and come in holy messy shorts. But, you know, if you're the owner, you're the leader, you know that your image is important. So I'm sorry you might be sweaty, but it's the summer, you'll be sweaty anyway. Yeah. So just be sweaty looking good.
Another thing is if you're the owner and you're still a small business and you're out in the field sometimes working, being a good leader is part of showing your employees how to do the job and how you keep working and keep doing and just keep moving forward. I would be out there in the trenches with the guys digging and showing them, the fastest way, just because you've had experience doing it. You may have a new guy in there doesn't know how to, we've had guys that didn't know how to use a pick, a pick or a shovel properly. Sure. So you have to go in there and teach them. So.
And they'll have more respect for you for it. Because whenever I've had employees, I always tell them, I'm really probably not going to ask you to do anything that I haven't done myself. Yeah. And I show them that, like, I put my money where my mouth is. I will show you. I know how to do this work. Yeah. So when I am telling you I want it done this way, it's because I know I've done it. I have the experience. I'm not just flapping my jaws.
Yeah. Well, I guess a good example, comes to my mind is recently when I went and helped to do a pond, they had a new guy in there that, I said, we're going to do this pond by hand. And he kind of like looked at me weird because we had a machine, but sometimes it's easier just to dig stuff by hand, just from my experience. So trust me on
this.
Because
you've done it. Because yes, bringing in an excavator is like bringing a bazooka to a knife fight. It's too big. It's too much.
Yeah. For a little pond, it's not worth it. So it's just kind of those things, you know, from your experience. So, but you have to teach the people that they may not know that, or they may have done stuff another way in another business, but
right.
This is our way. This is the way we're going to show them. So
yes.
Be a good example and be a teacher. So,
yep. The third thing is be a good listener. We tell our kids all the time, God gave you two ears and one mouth. So listen twice as much as you talk.
Yeah. So like we would hold meetings every so often with our employees, and they would come and tell us, different ideas. And you should listen to them. Sometimes the stuff they have to say is good, important information, stuff that you may not see as far as what's wrong with your company or the way you handle things or do things. So listen to your employees. They know best. They're out there all the time.
So. Yeah. You have the experience and you know your business, but don't be so full of yourself to not take other people's opinions into at least some consideration. Sometimes you just have to just smile and nod and be like, okay, I see that's how you feel, but too bad we're doing it my way. But you never know. Sometimes you're going to be surprised and be like, oh, wow, okay, maybe I just never looked at it that way before. Because I know that happens between you and I all the time. So, I mean, Scott and I, we've worked together, we're running this business together, but we faux show do not look at things the same way all the time at all. And we sometimes argue about it, but that's okay. but we listen most of the time.
A good example of this is I've heard of a company that does What's Dumb Around Here meeting. So once a year, they'll have their employees get together. They'll have a little lunch and thing, and then they'll have their employees bring to them, or things that they feel is dumb or bad or wrong in that business.
Sure.
But they have to bring with them solutions to the problem as well. So that's a good opportunity to listen to their employees. They, like I said, they may see things different than what you do, or they see it from the ends of their, or from the eyes of the client that you may not see. So
sure.
So. Keep your ears open.
Sure. And lastly, just always keep learning. Even once you think you know everything, then that's a pretty big indicator that you have more to learn.
Yeah.
The more the more you learn, the less you know, or something like that. Yeah. There's a saying. There's a saying in there.
And the ways to do this is just by, reading books, finding a mentor, getting some kind of membership program, mastermind group, taking classes. So there's plenty of opportunities. As of this recording, I know GIE is going on, and there's tons of classes there you can take to learn more. So,
yeah, your company's going to grow and change over time. So especially in the kind of building and growing years, you're going to be doing a lot of that learning. And especially if you're overhauling your business, because I know we had a few years where we were really hunkered down on getting our estimating down, getting systems and procedures in place. Like it was a rough couple of years of just trying to learn, not only learn, but then implement all of this. And so you really have to just cram it in the old brain there. Yeah. And this is where finding a mentor is going to help. Scott definitely found mentors within the landscaping community in our area. with business owners that had been in business much longer than us. Yep. So, and well, we have our membership, our $1 Million Academy. That is our years of experience boiled down into a membership for you, because you might not have someone in your area that you can look up to or that you have to ask questions to. So that's one of the reasons we kind of started this academy, was because we're like, we have all of this information that is just like pinging around in our little brains. Yeah. And Scott is one of those people who, even people that we know that work for other landscaping businesses will call him and ask him questions and pick his brain, because he might be kind of boring to listen to on the podcast, but he really actually knows a lot. Like, he's really knowledgeable. And so we figured we have to share this information. We'd be doing all of you a disservice to keep this to ourselves.
Yep. One other thing I've read recently was that most, or actually all leaders, like big time leaders, they're always reading, they're always learning. So
all the time. Yeah. And I have noticed this because Scott and I are both kind of like nerdy, do-goody, want to do better people. So him and I are listening to podcasts constantly. Mm-hmm. You rarely find me listening to the radio in the car. Maybe every now and again, if I just need a break or if it's a small drive. But you can tell those people that want to do great and are going to get far and want to excel, you're always, you know, take that 20 minutes to learn something. Listen to a podcast. Listen to an audiobook. I love audiobooks because when I sit down and read, I fall asleep. But audiobooks.
If you look at any large business, whether it's Brightview or, you know, anybody that's large in the landscape business, you look at them, they're in some kind of membership group. They're finding mentors. They're always looking to improve their business. So
it's rare to find somebody who has blown it up and been really successful on their own. Yeah. Everybody needs help. So,
So these are the four traits that we think that you need to have to be a good leader. So thanks for joining us today. And don't forget to check out our membership group. Have a great day. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please head on over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review today. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button while you're there. If you're ready to take the headache out of running your landscape business, head on over to milliondollarlandscaper.com and check out the Academy program. It's where we compiled everything we know about running a landscape business in one convenient academy.